Welcome to the Edge Up Podcast with your hosts Reed and Glenn from Hawaii Trading Academy. We've been getting this question quite a bit, Reed, you know, about new traders coming in and, you know, they're asking, hey, well, what's the timeline for me to become a full-time trader? You know, and so it brings us, like, there's all these different influences or what do you call? It's not just one thing that's going to make you become a trader, right? Or having a strategy. No, like, let's reel it back, right? One thing that came up to mind was the journey of our language. Like, it changes, right? And then you're probably asking, what does that mean, right? And so, like, when I started out, all I was thinking, about, like, what kind of things I could get with trading as far as material stuff.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, same.
Oh, dude, I can make $1,000 within 5 minutes. What? Like, imagine that. And that was my think. That was my thought. That was the way I was my perspective on trading was just simply that, you know, how fast you can make money. let's dive into that part about changing our language, Reed. You know, let's just talk about how, when just reeling it back for you as a start of your trading career, like, talk about a little bit about that journey.
Yeah, man, I'm right there with you. Like, when I first got into trading, I was thinking about, oh man, this guy made $50,000 in 1 hour. Like, that's going to be me. And, like, a big thing for me was, like, oh, I'm going to buy basketball tickets, courtside basketball tickets. Like, that's the first thing I'm going to do after I make a lot of money from trading specifically. But anyways, you grow up, you mature with your trading. And but it wasn't always like that, because, like, I came from that type of mindset, like, just money first, or even, like, projecting, like, oh, why is that guy's driving a Lamborghini? Oh, he must be. I grew up in that type of environment. Oh, he must be doing shady stuff, or he must be doing, he's just a bad person. Like, who, right. You know, like, who, he doesn't deserve it, right? So I started reading this book called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. And in one of the parts, it was like, just try this test. If you believe, like, it's a law of attraction book, like, basically think it into reality and it'll happen. So a big thing for me was like, oh shoot, our thoughts create our reality. And that's maybe that's why I'm where I'm at in life. So I started to test it around. And so going back to The Secret, they mentioned visualize a parking space, like, at the busiest place, the mall, Costco, whatever, right? And so I did that, and, like, two times back to back, I visualized a parking space before going to like the gym, and then it happened. Like, it was right there, and it was front row too. So it was, like, kind of then that I realized, like, okay, I need to start being more aware with my thoughts and how I treat or go through life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely had to change my language then. And this is right when I was starting to trade, because, like, I was like that. We actually had, like, sorry, side note, but had a dinner with, like, all my guy friends, and I was telling them, no, we're going to make so much money. I was taking one of those, like, you know, ILM kind of guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, man.
Yeah. You, bro, like, just give me $5,000 and I'll, you know, make 20 grand.
I was in that. I was like, put your own money, though. Put your own money.
Right. No, I mean, you were talking about the secret book, and a book that came to mind for me was The Science of Getting Rich.
Yeah.
I forget who the author was, but this was written back in, I might be wrong, but like in the 50s or so. Back in the day, okay, before the internet, before, you know, technology and social media and whatnot. It's a good read. And, you know, it just talks about the science of getting rich. You know, it's the mindset, right? The believing in the possibility of wealth. It's really the kind of just summing it up, right? Like, you were mentioning, you think, visualize that you're going to get a parking stall. So, you want to form a clear mental image, right? You want to visualize your success. thinking alone is not enough, right? When it just like just thought like, oh, okay, I'm going to make $1 million. There, you still have to put in the action behind it, staying focused and avoiding distractions. That's another point that they were talking about. And, just the way that the author was explaining the science of getting rich, our thoughts is so powerful, right? Our thoughts, is if we think of a particular thing or target or goal that we're trying to attain, our thoughts are in a void. The more we think about it, the more we are likely to manifest into reality. But it's really, it won't manifest itself until we continue to think about it, but continue to put the action behind receiving and believing that we're going to go ahead and receive whatever we're trying to do. So a very interesting book. I've been seeing this type of the themes or the common lessons in that book being taught into or wrote about in newer books lately, So it's like, hey, this book survive, or the content in this book survived through decades, or half a century. Like, it must be somewhat real, I don't know, believable.
Like accurate, same message, but different author, essentially. That's what a lot of the self-developmental books are.
I mean, it's aimed at man, and of course you could see the ideas are the foundations are generally the same. It's just the details will change, So going back to this, like as we read books, as we continue on our journey, our language does develop over time. Okay. I've learned one or two big words after grade school,
But we're not talking about that type of language here.
We're
I
not talking
think we
about
should,
that, right?
let's be clear a little bit. Like, we're not talking about like, oh, our vocabulary has to change or you have to speak a different language. It's more of the verbiage that you use to talk about success in your trading, because that has an effect on your trading in the end, and your on your on your self-identity as a trader.
That there's intention behind the words you speak, and so your self-awareness will increase, and so I was just thinking about this, like as we continue a few years down in our journey of trading, as if you're just a retail trader, individual trader, you'll understand and start knowing your place in the markets. You'll see these big, crazy moves, these news, even big events and whatnot. The market will continue to keep us humble. And once we recognize that, that's a step towards increasing our self-awareness. Because there's always bigger fish, right? There's the big hedge fund guys, there's these just massive whales that's just moving to markets here and there. So once I recognized that for myself in trading, and I was like, okay, like all I gotta do is just ride in the coattails of the big guys. Okay.
When did you figure that out, Glenn?
Dude, this was, I would say, year
How
two,
many
three.
years? Two
Year
to
two,
three years
three. Yeah.
in your two into your journey? That's
Yeah.
pretty early, dude. That's good.
Was it? I don't know,
I
but.
don't know. Maybe. I think that 2 to 3 years average is like how much people have to put in to really start to grasp a concept.
Just because my think was so small, I was only focused on my little bubble and like, oh, just me catching a few pips and a few ticks, within a such a small period. I'm gonna trade from 8 to 9 and I'm expecting to make this much money. Like that was my think, right? You have tunnel vision when you start out as a trader. And this is what we're talking about. You're like your language. You're like, all I need is to make $50 a day and I'm good.
Yeah, that language changes. So I just wanted to reel it back real quick is you the way that you were starting to define like, okay, I'm gonna only trade to 8 to 9. I believe that's the type of language that changes. You're not like, oh, I'm just gonna trade today, make money. It's like, no, the language that changes there is I'm a trader, I'm gonna show up, I'm gonna analyze the charts, follow the plan, and it look at it, but I'm only gonna give it 8 to 9.
Oh, you gotta reset your mic, bro. Just where you're on the floor, you gotta just
Yeah,
reset.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Only when I'm completely focused is what I was gonna say or finish saying, you're not like doing this like s shotgun spray, no aim, or like just side holstering your gun, just d doing whatever you want. You're being calculated.
We can even bring it back to when we first
Yeah.
started. Of course, if you're in a disc or group or trading group, or you're learning from people, oh, so and so is in this trade, so I'm gonna go get in this trade.
Yeah.
That's the kind of things that,
Bias. It creates
right?
biases. Yeah.
That's the things I remember telling myself. Be like, oh, he's in it at this price, I'm gonna get in at that price, and I'm just gonna follow whatever he, when he's out, I'm out.
Yeah. Only to find out that that person probably didn't even place the trade in re with his real money. It's all a demo account. All right. But yeah, so through that process too, were you putting action behind your words? Like, did your journaling change? Did your like how what changed in that process?
Yeah,
Because
definitely the journaling changed. Like, for example, I was writing the bare minimum when I started journaling. Like I said, very minimal detail. Looking back at it, like I just wrote down like the entry and exit price and didn't really put any other more effort or, plan behind it. So of
yeah.
course that equals to the result. And
Yeah.
at least I started, but and it did help, but I could have been more efficient. That's the thing.
Little bit more focus, yeah.
Another thing we talk about language is when I would lose a trade, right, or lose money, I would directly just start pointing fingers and start blaming, start making excuses. Oh, if only I wasn't doing this, or if only I just extended my stop loss that much more, or and then we'll like if you go to your coworkers and you just share about it, you guys like I would talk about the loss as if it was a good thing to be celebrating about, you
Like to
could have,
brag like how big you lost. Yeah, yeah. I lost more than you.
It's not something you do want to be celebrating, that's for sure.
Yeah.
People's words expose their ego. Write that down, guys. So like you can tell a lot as you progress, right? If you're a good communicator, you could tell a lot of about a person you don't know about, just the way they speak, the way they carry themselves. And you'll start seeing this within trading. You'll start seeing that, like people would just start, they come off bragging, like, oh yeah, I caught that move, I made this much money today, blah blah blah, this month, it was my best month. And did you I was in a room with a good group of traders weeks ago, and with Tom Basso, like, dude, the
And
conversation
what
is
were they
different.
talking about? Yeah, what
The
were their
conversation
language?
is different, man. I mean, it's more relaxed. No one had to prove anything to themselves, to everybody, and it was just a good group you want to hang with and become, close and grow with them rather. Everyone was promoting growth. Everyone was there. We all shared a common goal. We all had good energy. You don't have to be best friends, but it shows me like, hey, yeah, like this was a serious room to be in. I mean, the bar entry wasn't cheap, you know? And so these people who were there, they had intention, lots of intention. And so, that would kind of just give you a preview of what kind of points we're going to be sharing about helping you guys change your language, change your views, change your perspective.
Yeah, it reminds me of a quote. The whole story is winners talk about winning and then losers talk about winners. You know, like people are gonna hate, man, and people are gonna try to shut you down. Shut
Right.
down that trade. Oh, trading can't work, but that's not true at all.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. So let's talk about some points with helping you guys change your language if you guys haven't started yet or haven't even become aware of it. So number one would be reading books. You know, there's something about books that you just don't get from social media or YouTube or these motivational videos. Those motivational videos are like the 5-hour energy, you know, that extra shot. You'll feel good temporarily, but after a thing wears off, you just crash, bro. You crash hard.
And you
So,
need more videos, and it's a
yeah.
vicious cycle.
It's a vicious cycle, right? And like, from your experience, really, like, what do you gain from books? Like, why do you prefer books?
It makes you slow down, and like you have to really accept the message for yourself. Sorry, my throat is super dry, but yeah, so books helps you slow down because like. And also for me, it helped me refine my trading plan. So like, and only books did that. Like no person or anything like that. I guess you need to read the words in like the tone that you want to read it, and then you could start accepting the truths, you know? And I feel like books really slows that acceptingness down, you know? Growing and acceptingness and slowing it down for the brain waves.
What are my favorite parts about books? There's no ads in between the pages.
Oh yeah, it's not so visually stimulating, you know, where we get bored fast of the topic. It really makes us think. Yeah, I really like that. That was a good question.
It's a hack, man. Like,
It is.
authors spend hours and hours of their time. So you get to like hack their mind for $30, $50, whatever the book costs. Dude, you're getting years of experience. You know, that's the
Yeah.
way I see it.
It
You're
speeds up the growing, the
gonna,
learning curve.
yeah. I mean,
You
don't,
know?
it's perspective, right? Like, oh, that book is $50. Why would I spend $50 on a book? Dude, that book could make you $1 million. It'd be one page in there.
What do you say to a person who like doesn't read books? It's hard for me to get into them. I've tried. What do you tell that person?
I mean, you gotta start somewhere, right? So if
Yeah.
reading books ain't your thing, audiobooks, podcasts, start there. And
Word.
then I think it's just like look at what the successful do. They read books.
If you want to be like winners, yeah.
Yep.
Last thing I'll say is like, even if you don't like reading, everyone could set 1 minute aside, and then you just plug your eyes and your head into a book. Read like a page, you know? You could do that in a minute, and that's fine. Boom, done. Start there, because over time you're gonna start reading. Oh, I got a little bit longer I could read. Oh, I could keep going, and then that's how you develop it. No matter how long it takes you, but you're
I mean,
doing it
for
every day.
me, it be because of trading, that's what got me hooked on reading.
Because you wanted to be a better trader in the end.
Right,
And you're like, reading will get me there.
I had the goal was to become a trader or, learn about it. That was the goal. And that was a massive, it wasn't even a motivator. It was the driver behind it, right? And so, of course, once I just finished these two books, I'm done. No, it was like, dude, give me whatever I could get my hands on. So I went crazy on Amazon, boom, ordering all these books. These fat, like college chapter books started coming in. I'm like, dude, I would be overwhelmed, but I got through it,
And it's like something you dreaded back in the day. You're like, oh my gosh, like I would never read this book. And now it's like it's your passion. You're so motivated to learn as much as you can about it. It's like more so, I think about it as learning more about yourself. Like all this science backs on why people do certain things with certain actions or certain decision-making processes. And if we could like learn more about that, that'll help us in reality.
Yeah,
So,
there's something. Well, I mean, there's also something just
in our
about like
trading.
putting the devices down and opening an actual paper book and flipping through the pages, there's just something about it, All right. Number two, watch what you feed your mind. This is kind of going off of number one. But really, this one, it's like that there's that saying, you are the average of the five people you spend most time with. Show me your best friends, I can show you,
Your future.
your right? Yeah, that was it. So, feed your mind. What are you listening to, right? What are you like on the radio or music? What are you watching on the TV? Are you watching drama shows, reality TV? Is it what are you watching on the internet? These YouTube videos or social media, TikToks, these 10 second TikToks. Like, yeah.
Don't get me started on TikTok, man. That stuff
Right.
is poison.
I mean, there is great content. Don't
There
get
is
me
some.
wrong.
There is
Right.
some.
There is some useful content, right?
Just
But
social media in general is it could be very harmful. Now that
yeah.
we're learning about it, you know?
I mean, social media has its pros, lots of pros. Gets you connected with the world. That is a big,
True.
big thing. But ultimately, once you start, you're trading, and we've had friends tell us like we asked them, hey, how do you make your trading decisions? Honestly, I just look on what's trending on Twitter. And what's the latest and what other people are looking at, and I'll go ahead and
Yeah.
join in on that. I'm like, dude, okay, well, that works, bro. Reddit.
Or Reddit. I've been on Reddit. I've been on
They
Reddit.
made
Reddit's huge.
what's that guy's name? The cat
Roaring Kitty.
kitty, yep.
Roaring Kitty
I
came
mean,
back. We popped GameStop up.
a diamond hands, right? But it just has to correlate ultimately. Everyone has their own deal, right? But ultimately, does who you're hanging, well, like what you're feeding your mind now, does that help you achieve your goal? Plain and simple. Yeah, I mean, of course, there's times to unplug and just throw on some movies or series and whatnot and just rest. Yeah, there's times for that. 100%.
It just can't be a lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's all you do.
Yep.
Which brings into the third point is like, you got to change your environment sometimes. Like having a work home office is great and all, but I think even within the home, you can make a space for yourself, like a peaceful place of serenity. If not, if you can't find that in your home, unfortunately, then you could go to the park or walk around into the neighborhood. They say like even just seeing trees and the sun is like incredibly beneficial for you. That's like on Huberman Lab, check out that podcast if you've not heard of it before. But yeah, Another thing is like, you know, get out of your comfort zone, break the norm.
Yeah.
Like, don't live on autopilot. Most people are like afraid to hold a conversation. But if you get talk to them and you just start asking them questions, making it about that person, then they're gonna open up to you. And that they could teach you something.
Yeah, there's that whole thing about neuralistic programming, right, in our brain, wiring our brains, rewiring our
Yeah.
brains. They're talking about like the normal habits, the day in, day out things that we do, wake up, we brush the teeth, our teeth the same way, we take the same commute to work, to and from work. So that in our brain, that connection gets really strong. And then when we're trying to learn something new or be challenged with trading, those things are going to really challenge us. And so, like what Reed mentioned, changing your environment, changing it up, because the market carries uncertainty. It's never the same day, like the same 2 days of trading. Like, you're not going to get the same. You can catch a trending up or a trending down market, jump on that trend, and you should see, similar direction, but nothing is the same in trading.
You sound like you're pulling some info from Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself there.
Yeah,
Or
little bit, little bit.
Joe Dispenza.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's very
Yeah.
interesting. Number four, you want to write your goals and get clear on it. We brought up the intention and putting actions behind your words. So having a thought, right? Or as we shared earlier, if our thought was to become a successful or consistent trader, what does that look like? Right? Like, jot it down and start elaborating. What does that mean to me to become a good, consistent trader? Oh, I'm consistently learning. I have a rule plan, and I will do my best to prepare myself before approaching the markets, meaning I'm gonna try to clear my head, maybe go for a run or something, walk, to wind down after the work day or so, and then I'll get into the markets. So all these little things, you just got to be really very clear, and try to stick to it. But also, goals change as our lives change or evolve. Goals change, though, like we're just talking about language, right? Like, maybe our views change, our perspective change. You just want, like, you want some sort of what do you call foundation, so for you to work at. But yeah, I mean, it's okay to adapt, right? We're traders. We have to be adapting. And so the main thing is to just have the right processes. You want to have processes over profits. Why is that? Because the processes will lead to profits, okay?
Gonna say that you know how you were talking about like getting clear on your goals and writing it down. You didn't say like set targets for the day, set goals in money figures. You didn't say any of that. You said you were planning out what you expect, like how a good trader looks like. That's the clear goals that we wanna see. And that goes back to like just using that right language, like. That's the language we want to use when we're writing anything, like affirmations or whatnot, processes. But yeah,
Yeah, I mean, like,
it'll lead to profits when you focus on that.
I remember setting a goal for myself. Oh, I just gotta make $200 a day.
Yeah. Yeah, so I
Right.
think we all do that in the beginning because we think it's like, oh, it's so doable.
And we'll map out the whole freaking year and be like, okay, by this month, I'm gonna be up at this much.
Yeah.
And it
Not
skews
taking
it.
account for a drawdown.
Right. Right, not taking account for all
Nothing.
that life happening, you know, you don't trade, you miss trades. And if we were to go ahead and like take that into consideration, oh, you said write down our goals. My goal is $200 a day, you know, or 1% a day, you know, and it just takes us down this path where you're setting unrealistic goals and you know, you can get yourself into a downward spiral. Yeah, rather than focusing on the bigger picture or the right thing of like, how do I evolve into a good, consistent trader? Process of a profits, guys. And lastly, to help drive this home, putting your thoughts into action, no matter how big or small. Action, action, action.
Going back to just like reading books, just set a minute aside. Like that small will like be big. The small changes we do now will be big changes in the future.
What is that, compound work?
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, your work stacks each other, right? Like,
Yup.
I think what is his name?
Ja Rule.
No. John Maxwell. John Maxwell. Somebody asked him how John Maxwell writes so many books at his age or at his point of life because he's so busy. He's out traveling the world speaking and whatnot, but he bangs out books. And somebody asked him, like, what is your secret, John? And he's like, I just write every day. And he gave the analogy. Say you got this big oak tree in the back. And you instead of trying to take a day or a week to try to knock it down, he goes out there and he grabs his axe, sharpens it. Hits it once, goes back inside. And he just repeats that over time. And by whatever time, the tree falls because he was just steady making effort every day. Little actions.
I said, that's actually a beautiful story. I wonder how that turned out. All right. It goes back to just like be in control of your life in the sense that you are taking control of everything that happens and does. You're taking responsibility. And it goes to the question like, are you living life by design or by default? You want to live a life that, okay, I'm going to wake up at this time. I'm going to do this at this time. I'm going to do this from this time to this time. Be decisive in your thinking process, and that'll help you be decisive in all areas of your life. That includes trading. Like when you're less hesitant to take those trades, when you're more decisive in life in general. There's hope, you know, like you don't have to settle for where you're at now. You could change it. And I mean, it goes back to trading. Okay, let's say I'm a losing trader. Like, yo, there you got hope to change as well.
Change. You could start with that by looking at yourself in the mirror and be like, I'm a winning trader instead of a losing trader. I'm a winning trader. And even if you don't make money or profits that day or a week, but if you did the right things that winning traders do, then you are a winning trader. So it's just flipping that perspective, having that deep, intentional self-awareness. That's ultimately what we're trying to share here. We want you to be open-minded, you know, and be adaptable. Because the market is gonna do what it's gonna do.
But that's a good episode. I just want to plug in that we are doing a trade 60 challenge. That's where you post one chart, you hydrate. What do we got it at? A
64,
gallon?
64
Oh,
ounces.
64 ounces only. That's it. Not a gallon. 64 ounces of H2O, good old water. Don't forget your electrolytes. Read 5 pages of a book. Oh, you have
45
to
minutes.
exercise 45 minutes. And so there you go. There's four major things of Trade 60. We have a Trade 60 Discord dedicated to it. We have a bunch of charts already, a couple participants, and we're starting it. We started it 3 days ago. We're on day four now. And yep, it's not too late to join, guys.
Yeah, if you haven't, yeah, it's okay if you miss day one. Like when you
Build
start,
habit.
that'll be your day one. Like that's fine.
Yeah, it's about building habits. That's what I wanted to say. That's the most important part about all this. Building healthy habits with people who have the same goals in mind.
Boom. Thank you guys for listening. Whether you're looking to improve your trading mindset and growth, we'll provide you with the tools, tips, and inspiration you need to make your next breakthrough. So tune in and let's edge up together.